It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. When firefighters arrived at a fertilizer plant in Texas last night, they encountered a disaster in the making.
A fire was burning at the site of two storage tanks. Each had the capacity to carry 12,000 gallons of ammonia.
People took video of the flames from blocks away, and the cameras were still rolling when the plant exploded.
D.L. Wilson of the Texas Department of Safety spoke with reporters earlier this morning.
I can tell you I was there. I walked through the blast area. I searched some houses earlier tonight. Massive, just like Iraq, just like the Murray building in Oklahoma City. Same kind of anhydrous exploded. So you can imagine what kind of damage we're looking at there.
Now, Waco Police Department Sergeant Patrick Swanton says at least 160 people were injured in this blast and 5 to 15 people were killed. He said officials from Texas law enforcement and from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are investigating.
This is a crime scene. We're not indicating that it is a crime, but we don't know. What that means to us is that until we know that it was an industrial accident, we will mark it as a crime scene.
Authorities estimate that up to 75 buildings were damaged or destroyed, including a 50-unit apartment complex. This would be a substantial part of a town that's only a few thousand people. A nursing home was evacuated. A makeshift triage center was set up on the high school football field, but the injured have now been moved to area hospitals.
Our correspondent John Burnett was in West overnight and described the intense smell of burning chemicals hanging over the small town, which now faces a struggle to recover.
We'll continue to bring you more on that story.